This is Next. I'm Morgan Springer. Our next guest is Jennifer DeLeon. She's an author and assistant professor of creative writing at Framingham State University in Massachusetts, and she's got a new book out. It's called White Space: Essays on Culture, Race, and Writing. Jen, thank you so much for coming back on Next.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, Jen, when we last spoke last year after your young adult novel, Don't Ask Me Where I'm From, had come out, you shared parts of your own personal story of being Latina, going to a mostly white school, and feeling like you didn't fully belong in that space or even with your own family. Now, today I want to focus on the essays in this new book that are about you reconnecting with your Guatemalan roots. And based on your essays, it seems like growing up, you felt like you needed to push away from that a bit, especially in school, and that you started speaking more and more English instead of Spanish. Can you talk about, was there a part of you that was actively resisting speaking Spanish?
That's an interesting question. I think I actually wanted to speak Spanish well, but when I was growing up, you know, I was speaking in Spanglish, and then I spoke it less and less. So what I think I was craving was to have a voice in the Spanish language the way I did in the English language. But, you know, for better or for worse, every time I would make a mistake, my family, my cousins, my aunts and uncles would kind of joke. And so I think even though they were not trying to be malicious in that, it kind of made me retract from taking those risks in Spanish. And then it was just a spiral effect.
Yeah. When did you feel a shift where you felt like, okay, it's really important to me to not only like improve my Spanish, but also to reconnect with, you know, that part of my heritage?
I mean, I think on some level, when I was going through high school and college and even part of graduate school, I was in this mode of survival and assimilation, just wanting to fit in. And it wasn't until my mid-20s where I realized that I really wanted to dig deep and go to my parents' homeland and learn more about their stories. And so then the quest became figuring out, okay, how do I do it? How do I move to Guatemala and work on my novel and get my parents' support? And, you know, that just kind of took off from there.
Yeah, I want to talk more about that. But first, I'm wondering if you could read your essay called The Story of the Letter from My Father, because in some ways, there's this parallel of your father yearning for Guatemala and then you taking this journey.
Yes, yes. So this is The Story of the Letter from My Father. I have told this story before, how when I was in ninth grade, my father ran away from home. How one frostbitten New England morning, he climbed into his gray Toyota, the one whose passenger door didn't open from the outside, and drove toward Guatemala. I tell this story when I am giving readings or lectures or talks at schools, libraries, bookstores, or universities, even to my own students. I notice how people stop fidgeting and put down their phones. The energy shifts, it settles. The audience is in. I tell them how my father left a letter for my mother on their bedroom bureau, telling her he was done with America, that he was tired, that he was leaving us, going back home to Guatemala. He had written the note on a piece of my pink paper. I describe how, initially, I was bothered that he had used my Lisa Frank neon notebook without my permission. Someone in the audience usually laughs, for which I am thankful. I explain that week I went about my 14-year-old life as usual, volleyball practice, hanging out with my boyfriend, babysitting, all while my mother had hushed conversations on the telephone behind closed doors. I explain how somewhere around Washington, D.C., my father turned back. How one Friday night, when I was on my way out the front door, going to the mall with my friends or off to babysit, I don't remember, my younger sister was watching cartoons in the family room, and beside her sat my father, still wearing his coat, tears streaming down his face. At this point, a lady in the audience usually covers her mouth with one hand. I then say how my family and I never talked about this tear in the fabric, this rip in the seam, ever. It was as if it hadn't happened, as if my father had not, momentarily, chosen a country over his family.
So this is a story about you telling the story. And I find that like as an interesting framing, especially because you say you and your family have never talked about this.
Yeah, it's we haven't. And it's there on paper now in a book. And the irony of all of it is that it's brought me closer to my father, you know, and I think that for him, it's brought him closer to me. But, you know, I don't blame him or I don't resent him. I'm not mad at him at all. If anything, I have seen him be homesick for his country for now over four decades. And it's something that I am curious about.
Mother Tongue, it's one of your final essays in this book. And it begins with this incredibly sweet moment where you're lifting your two-year-old son out of his crib at 6 a.m. Can you describe that moment?
Yes. So at this time, we had one son. And this one particular morning, he said, you know, I want meatballs. And we heard him through the monitor. And I went into his room and he just kept saying that, I want meatballs. And I thought it was cute and funny. And when I lifted him out of his crib, you know, I said, you want meatballs? And he said, "See." And it's these moments where he would pop up and speak in Spanish. It would break my heart and put it back together again. You know, it was like, how is he speaking Spanish? I just love that he is. For some reason, that moment, it just got me thinking about language and how it evolves and we evolve and how we can lose parts of it, but then at our deepest core, we're connected to emotions and memories and feelings in a specific language, and we can't choose that. So anyway, I love that essay in particular because it's just kind of a meditation on language itself.
Yeah. Yeah, I really enjoyed that essay and all the essays in your book. Jennifer De Leon's new book is called White Space, Essays on Culture, Race, and Writing. She's an assistant professor of creative writing at Framingham State University in Massachusetts. Jen, thank you for coming back on Next.
Thank you so much. This was great.
Listen to Next from the New England News Collaborative, wherever you get your podcasts.